Shem b'shamayim heichin kisa, v'malchusay b'chol mashalach. Hashem has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom reigns over all. Says the Midrash, before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem's presence dwelt within the Beit HaMikdash. As the pasuk says, Hashem b'heichal kodesh, Hashem is in his holy sanctuary. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence, retreated up to Shammai. As the Pasuk says, our Pasuk, Hashem b'shamayim heichin kisa, Hashem prepared his throne for heaven. The Yifei Torah on that Medrash says, you should just know, whether Hashem's presence is down in this world in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's up in Shammayim on a throne, Hashem is still cognizant, aware, and supervises every single thing that happens here. Because I see everything. So when we say Hashem b'shamayim heichin kisa, and Hashem has retreated, so to speak, to Shammayim, nonetheless, malchusay b'kol mashal, he's still the king over everything. Doesn't change. Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, you know what? You don't even need to tell me that when Hashem's presence is in the world, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem's presence is here. But even when Hashem has, so to speak, gone up to Shammayim, Hashem b'Shammayim heichin kisa, nonetheless, he's not given over in the world to intermediaries and to other forces. It's Bakol Mashallah. Hashem rules everything. It's like Vayara Elokim, it's Kol Asher Asah. It's everything. Just like Hashem, when he created the world, it's Kol Asher Asah. He saw everything and it was very good. It's the same thing here. Bakol. Everything. Appreciating Hashem's involvement in everything. The fact that he sustains everything. It says this for Semis, it might look like things in this world are left to their own devices. Certainly, when it comes to a human being, we're meant to bring ourselves closer to Hashem, bring ourselves closer to what Hashem wants. And then Hashem comes closer to us. Works both ways. The closer we move to Hashem, the closer Hashem moves to us. Really, Malchus HaBakal, Mashallah, Hashem rules over everything. It's just that he's hidden. The way to reveal Hashem is through the mitzvahs. The more mitzvahs we do, the more awareness of Hashem we have in our minds, the more kavana we have when we do our mitzvahs, the closer Hashem comes to us. He becomes more manifest and more present in the world. When we do a mitzvah l'shem Shammayim, it might not be easy for us, it might not be comfortable for us. We might want to do something else, and we still choose to put Hashem at the top of our order of priorities. It creates a tremendous spiritual impact. Hashem b'shamayim heichin kisa. His throne is in heaven. His presence is felt down on earth, and it's made that way by us. We have the ability to bring Hashem down from heaven and make him present on earth. It's an awesome thing to think about and to contemplate.